I call this the film The Secret Life of Manny Depressing, and you know, one has to be very, very straightforward about this. It, you know, manic depression, bipolar disorder is a very morbid condition. And the doctors here, they will be the first to say, you know, this is not something to take lightly. It's something to be diagnosed. It's something, you know, that it does cause, when I say morbid, I mean in the medical sense, it causes death. And it causes deeply unhealthy lifestyles and deep unhappiness for the person inflicted and really hugely for their families and those who love them. And the way I'm often, because I've made this film, asked by people who are in terrible straits of unhappiness or they love someone who's in terrible unhappiness, they ask how to deal with it. If I could answer that, how happy that would make me. But the closest I can come is to say that the mood is your own personal weather, and it's very like the weather. If you go outside and it's raining, it's not you that's made it rain. It has rained and is real. You can't unthink the rain. You can't say, I'll walk it off and then it'll be sunny. You know, the weather makes up its own mind. And the two mistakes are either to deny that it's raining, when it clearly is, it's raining. You know, let's face it. And the other thing is to say, therefore my life is over. It's raining, the sun will now never come out. That's it. Because we all know, in terms of the weather, that it can be a damn nuisance when it's raining, but that the sun will come out. And it's the same if you're a manic depressive. You have a manic episode, you're depressive. When you're depressed, you cannot conceive of such a thing as the future. Life is so black, you cannot imagine a tomorrow. Just, everything is just awful. The energy is slow. There's nothing possible in life. It's terrible. It's actually painful. It's bad. Really bad. It can be, for some people, so bad that they really have to end their lives. They feel it. But the fact is, it will come out. And in the case of a bipolar person, it won't just be normal. It'll then go super normal. It will become incredibly sunny. And rather than having no sense of the future, you plan for 100 futures. You are so excited at the possibility of what you can do in this world, with your creative power, with your entrepreneurial ideas. Your grandiosity knows no bounds. It's an extraordinary feeling, terrible for people around you. But you know, I asked everybody I spoke to, if there was a button, and they could press the button, and they would no longer be, you know, manic depressants, they would no longer have this bipolar disorder, would they press the button? And only about two said yes. Because that manic state is a thing to be treasured sometimes. I mean,
and is that true for you?
Yes, it is. I'm very lucky. I am really what they call psychophimia. It's in America they call it bipolar light. It is a more manageable version. But it does have its bad moments. But you know, I spoke to people who had taken electric drills to their brain to kill themselves. I spoke to a man who's really extraordinary, called Rod Harvey. He had been a commander in the Royal Navy. He'd actually had a position on the Royal Yacht Britannia, as it happens, which the Queen of the Royal Family used to have as their yacht. And he was a charming, splendid, promising officer. He developed this condition and became very, very bad. Well, at one point, he was in a hospital being looked after, and his depression was so black, he got up, was supposed to have some security, but he shot someone, and he walked in front of him, and he smashed both his legs. And he was the first to say, well, how can I do that to the world?